From Portland, Oregon, this is the Jewish Review Podcast. I'm Rockney Roll. Coming up this episode, volunteering is, of course, a great way to give. It's free, often fun, and connects you with others in your community. To talk more specifically about volunteering in the Jewish community, my guest this episode is Merritt Pinker, the recently appointed volunteer coordinator for the Jewish Federation of Greater Portland. We talk about how volunteer service has been an integral part of her Jewish journey and about some of the exciting new opportunities for you to volunteer right here at home. Stay with us. The Jewish Review Podcast is brought to you by the Jewish Federation of Greater Portland. Purim starts tomorrow night, and Portland has a plethora of parties and spiels to sample. To get plugged into the holiday's happenings, check out the Federation's Purim calendar online at jewishportland.org/Purim. Now, here's Merritt Pinker. Merritt Pinker, welcome to the Jewish Review Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So tell me about your Jewish journey.
It is such a hard question to answer. I feel like defining my Jewish journey is like being asked to describe my entire life up until this point, because my Jewish identity is such an integral part of my life. I grew up in a non-traditional Jewish family in that I did not have two Jewish parents. Mm-hmm. My father is Jewish, and my mother did not grow up in a Jewish household, but was the most supportive non-Jewish parent. We were very involved in our synagogue. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and went to Jewish preschool and Sunday school and Hebrew school my whole life, and eventually moved on to Jewish youth groups like BBYO and in college going to Hillel. But the central theme throughout my Jewish journey was that Jewish community was not something that was always easily accessible. It was often something that we had to seek out. I didn't go to a high school with a large Jewish population. I didn't live in a neighborhood with lots of Jewish kids. Not all of my family was Jewish. I went to a college with a very small Jewish population. So finding and building Jewish community was crucial to my Jewish journey and continuing my connection to Judaism. But it was something that was really important to me. So throughout all of those experiences, I really prioritized building up Jewish community and finding ways to bring Jews together.
So you're fairly new to Federation, and you're in a brand new role here at JFGP. Tell me about your work here.
That's right. I am the new volunteer coordinator for the Jewish Federation of Greater Portland. It has been such a thrill to start this position. The role of the volunteer coordinator is very broad right now. We're building a totally new volunteer program for the Jewish community of Portland that came about because of a community study that Federation did in 2023, which had some really interesting findings, one of which was 47% of Jewish adults in Portland are volunteering, 19% of Jewish adults in Portland are volunteering with the Jewish community. So there's a pretty significant gap there between Jews volunteering in general and Jews volunteering Jewishly. And knowing that volunteerism is so important to the Jewish community of Portland, that it is something so many people resonate with and want to be involved in, we saw at Federation a huge opportunity for engaging and building Jewish community surrounding volunteerism.
Very nice. So in your view, why is volunteer service and the idea of the spirit of volunteerism so integral to Judaism and to Jewish life?
It's totally central to the fundamental values of Judaism. I feel like often we rely on the idea of tikkun olam, but it's broader than that. Mm-hmm. Tikkun olam is, of course, so important, this idea of repairing the world. But there's so many other pieces of Judaism that relate to volunteering and encourage us to get out there and give back to our community. There's the idea of hesed, which is kindness, and the idea of tzedek, which is justice. These are integral pieces of Jewish faith.
When you talk about Zedek, this idea of justice that often gets translated to charity. When we think about charity, we often think about giving money, charitable contributions in cash form, but giving of our time, giving of service is also valuable and in some ways even more valuable.
Absolutely. funding is so necessary for the work that is being done in our community. It's necessary to build up community and to provide resources to people that don't have them. And I don't want to disparage the value of charity. However, you're right that giving one's time is also incredibly valuable. It can be a great addition or a great alternative to monetary donations when somebody isn't able. By giving one's time, you get so much closer to the causes that you're passionate about, and you really see firsthand what the problems in our community are and how you can be an integral part of changing them and making a difference.
That's really beautiful to have that connection to what you're doing, to really be not just supporting of something, but really engaged with it and getting to see that impact up close and personal. In that spirit, you've got a couple new initiatives going, the first of which is the Jewish Volunteer Corps. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, absolutely. The Jewish Volunteer Corps was created as a response to this community study that found there is such a desire for volunteerism within our community. And the Jewish Volunteer Corps is open to everybody. Mm-hmm. There is no prerequisite Jewish involvement that's necessary. There is no donation to Federation that's necessary or involvement in local synagogues. It is an opportunity for all Jews across Portland, regardless of their Jewish education, their prior experience with the Jewish community, to get involved in a really hands-on way in stewarding Portland and giving back to our community more broadly. We have a variety of opportunities with both Jewish and non-Jewish organizations so that everybody can really find their place in the Jewish Volunteer Corps. Yeah.
The first of which a couple weeks ago was a fun cleanup in, you wouldn't think that digging ivy roots out of trail sides would be fun, but I was there covering it and it really was. It was a lot of fun.
It really was. We had a great time. It, you know, Portland rains all the time. This was one of the days of the most rain I've ever seen in Portland, but we had the best time. People were out there ready to get dirty and get in the mud and clear ivy. And it ended up being a fantastic event where we got to build fantastic Jewish community around stewarding the planet for Tu B'Shvat. There were people there who have been to tons of Federation events and have been super involved in the Jewish community. And there were also people that joined us who had never been to a Federation event, or this was their first event with the Jewish community in Portland. And regardless of people's experience, they were able to come together, work for a common cause, and really connect in their Judaism.
Yeah. So events like these can bring folks in, not only folks that are already engaged Jewishly, but looking to be of service, but folks who are not engaged with the Jewish community and looking for a way in.
That's our hope. And that's what we've seen so far, is that this is a great point of access for people into the Jewish community.
So what are some of the other events or causes that the Jewish Volunteer Corps is going to be engaged with in the coming months?
Just this past week, we did a Mishloach Manot pack for Purim. We packed 135 Mishloach Manot, which are traditional Purim goodie bags for members of our community, and we are distributing them all across Portland to a number of different organizations. Some are going to JFCS for their counseling clients. Some are going with our Jewish community chaplain, Rabbi Renson, to give to community members around the city. Some are going to retirement facilities where Jewish residents may not have many Jewish neighbors, or going to memory care facilities and assisted living facilities around Portland. It was great to have so many people coming together to spread joy and merriment during Purim and fulfill the Purim mitzvah of ensuring that everybody has the means to celebrate this holiday. We have lots of really exciting things coming up for the Jewish Volunteer Corps. April is going to be Good Deeds Month. This is an expansion of Good Deeds Day, which is April 6th this year, but Jewish Portland is going to be doing an entire month of service. It's a lot of opportunities for people to get really hands-on with the causes that they care about and learn more about what volunteering with the Jewish community is going to look like.
Excellent. What is Good Deeds Day? Because it's not something I had heard of before I started working on this episode. And where did the idea to expand it into a whole month come from, other than just more is better in this case?
So Good Deeds Day, it's a great question. Good Deeds Day was founded in 2007 by an Israeli-American with an Israeli nonprofit. So it's not a Jewish initiative, but its origins are very Jewish. It's a day of international service. There are organizations all over the world, and I mean all over the world, that participate in Good Deeds Day and fulfill this mission of doing good together.
So the fact that I hadn't heard of it, I really got to pull my head out of the sand, apparently.
I hope that as the years go on, more and more people will become familiar with Good Deeds Day and get involved, because Good Deeds Day is a great embodiment of the idea that collectively we are so much more powerful than we are as just one person. Yeah.
And again, the more the better. So now we've got Good Deeds Month here.
That's
in Portland.
Right.
What's
Good
that
going
to look like?
So the reason we're doing Good Deeds Month and expanding beyond Good Deeds Day is that April is full of really great opportunities to come together to steward our community. So in addition to Good Deeds Day on April 6th, April is also Passover. Passover is going to be from April 13th to the 20th. And Passover is a great holiday for us to be giving back during, because the central story of Passover talks about the Jews' escape from persecution in Egypt. We were a persecuted people, and so we have to look out for persecution wherever it might come up in our community, and we strive to address it. That's the fundamental idea of tzedek that we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. Tzedek, justice, it's central to Judaism and the Jewish story. April is also National Volunteer Week. National Volunteer Week is going to be April 16th to the 22nd. So it's a great time to become a volunteer and get involved, and it's a great time for us to show our appreciation to our volunteers. It's also Earth Day. Earth Day is going to be April 22nd, and Yom HaShoah is April 23rd, and then the month ends with Yom HaZikaron on April 30th. So April is chock full of these days that are all about community building and all about addressing the issues within our community that we can come together and really make an impact on.
Yeah. So we've talked previously, right after you were hired, about your connection to volunteer service, even outside of what is now your job. What is it for you personally that makes volunteerism and volunteer work such a big part of your life outside of the confines of this office?
Yeah. Volunteerism has always been really important to me. It was a value that was instilled in me from a very young age. I think a lot of it came from my Jewish upbringing. It was my paternal grandmother who would often take me to the soup kitchen that was near our home, and we would make meals and serve the homeless population that came through there. And we would give back to our local synagogue and the local women's shelter. It was something that was a very common part of my day-to-day as a child, and that I really took to heart and continued on in my adult life. After graduating from college, I joined the Peace Corps, where I was a community health volunteer in Sierra Leone. Well, that experience was unfortunately cut short by the COVID-19 pandemic. It was an incredible opportunity to become a full-time volunteer. Most people don't have the privilege of being able to give back in that way. Time is such a luxury, but being able to give my time in that way and becoming a full volunteer for the time that I could, it was really impactful.
Yeah. What are some of your earliest memories of volunteering and that feeling of connection to what you were doing and that you were really making a positive impact on the world?
I think one of the most meaningful experiences that I had with volunteering was when I was preparing for my bat mitzvah. And in doing my service hours that were required at my synagogue before the bat mitzvah, I volunteered as peer support in the special education classroom at my middle school. So before school started, I would go to our special education classroom and I would work with the students in getting set up for the day. The experience was really impactful because of the relationships that were formed. It was where I saw that while volunteerism is about what you can do, it's about the labor that you can put in and what you can actually do for an organization or a group of people. It is so much more about the relationships that you form with a group of people that otherwise you might not have had an experience with. I think volunteerism is a great way to get to know your community in really new ways. So often we can become siloed into a certain part of our community. It's where we feel comfortable. It's where we find people that feel like us. It's so good to get outside of your comfort zone and learn about the community that you take up space in. That was a great experience because I got to meet students that I otherwise didn't share a class with and otherwise wouldn't have had the experience to meet. I have taken that into these other aspects of volunteerism in my life, when I moved to a new place, I've moved around a lot before coming to Portland, I find it really important to get involved with volunteer work because it's how I get to know the community that I'm now a part of. It's how I get to know the history of a city, and it's how I get to know the issues that a city is dealing with and how it's changed and how those changes are affecting the people that live there and how I can become a knowledgeable citizen of the place where I live. I think often when we get too comfortable in a place, we forget to look at the impact that we are having on it. Becoming a volunteer, getting to work hands-on with a community, you see the impact that you are having both positively and negatively on a place.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly a spirit that I hope others can embrace and join us in Good Deeds Month. Merritt Pinker, thank you so much for joining us in the Jewish Review podcast.
Thank you.
That's all for this episode of the Jewish Review podcast. Thank you so much to Merritt Pinker for her time and for spearheading Federation's growing volunteer programs. If you're looking to volunteer for a good cause, or you've got a good cause that could use some volunteers, you can reach Merritt by email at Merritt, that's M-E-R-I-T, at jewishportland.org. If you like this episode, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice to help others find our show. Click subscribe to get our latest episode every 2 weeks, and tell a friend. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please reach out by email to editor@jewishportland.org. Don't forget, you can get the latest news from Portland's Jewish community by subscribing to the Jewish Review for free online at jewishportland.org/Jewish Review. The Jewish Review podcast is a production of the Jewish Federation of Greater Portland. Our associate editor is Karone Blau-Rothstein. Special thanks to Daniel Berger. Our theme music is by Isaac Joel. I'm Rock and Roll. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, all the best.